news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
This victory here is the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
The first in the nation primary election of the 2020 presidential race is in the history books, and Bernie Sanders is the winner. He began his victory speech noting that no matter who emerges as the nominee, all of them will band together to defeat Donald Trump.
And tonight, I want to take the opportunity to express my appreciation and respect for all of the Democratic candidates we ran against. Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden. And what I can tell you with absolute certainty, and I know I speak for every one of the Democratic candidates, is that no matter who wins, and we certainly hope it's going to be us, we are going to unite together. We are going to unite together and defeat the most dangerous president in the modern history of this country.
The Iowa caucuses found Bernie Sanders with a 6,000-vote lead in the popular vote. Yet somehow, that put him 0.1 percentage point behind Pete Buttigieg in what they call state delegate equivalents. The former South Bend, Indiana mayor was awarded 13 delegates to Bernie's 12. Huh? And in New Hampshire, as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time, Wednesday morning, with 87% of the votes in, Bernie Sanders leads Buttigieg by 3,618 votes, or 1.3%, yet they both emerge with 9 delegates. If this isn't an argument to scrap the delegate electoral college system and move to a national popular vote, I don't know what is. Amy Klobuchar surged to a third-place finish with 19.8%, and she gains 6 delegates. Elizabeth Warren placed 4th and Joe Biden 5th, with 9.3% and 8.4% respectively, neither meeting the 15% threshold required for any delegates. The New Hampshire race also signaled the end of the campaign trail for both Andrew Yang and Michael Bennett. Keep in mind that primary season is now in full swing. In many states, if you want to vote in the Democratic primary, you must register as a Democrat. And lots of deadlines are fast approaching. In Florida and Arizona, February 18th is the last day to register to participate in the March 17th primary. The deadline is February 17th in Ohio and Alabama, February 24th in Michigan, February 25th in Georgia, and Wednesday, February 12th is the last day to register to vote in the primaries in Massachusetts. Bottom line, don't wait. Register today, and if you're already registered, double-check just to make sure you haven't been purged from the voter rolls. Now, if not for the New Hampshire primary, the lead story everywhere on Wednesday would concern Michael Morando, Jonathan Kravis, Aaron Zelinsky, and Adam Jed. Those are the names of the 4 prosecutors who all withdrew from the legal proceedings against Roger Stone on Tuesday. Here's what happened. On Monday, career DOJ prosecutors said that Stone, Trump's longtime friend and advisor, deserved a lengthy prison term and recommended a 7 to 9 year sentence. In response, the orange one took to Twitter after midnight to complain, quote, "This is a horrible and very unfair situation. The real crimes were on the other side, as nothing happens to them. Cannot allow this miscarriage of justice." Then on Tuesday, less than 24 hours after the prosecutors announced their sentencing recommendation, reports surfaced that the DOJ told a federal judge that its earlier recommendation, quote, does not accurately reflect the Department of Justice's position, and asked the judge to impose a sentence that was, quote, far less. A few hours later, Aaron Zelinsky, the lead prosecutor, officially resigned from his position as Special Assistant U.S. Attorney in D.C. Then a second prosecutor in the Stone case, Jonathan Kravis, announced his resignation as an assistant U.S. attorney, leaving government altogether. Then Adam Jed became the third to withdraw, and just 2 hours after Zelinsky resigned, the 4th and final Stone prosecutor, Michael Morando, also withdrew. So the Department of Justice's new sentencing memo was signed only by John Crabb Jr., the acting head of the criminal division at the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C.
I didn't speak to the judge. I'd be able to do it if I wanted. I have the absolute right to do it. I stay out of things to a degree that people wouldn't believe.
The bottom line is that the DOJ only makes sentencing recommendations. The judge gets to make the final ruling on sentencing. In this case, the judge is the highly respected Amy Berman Jackson, who was appointed to the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia by former President Barack Obama. To refresh your memory, Stone was convicted in November on 7 counts, including lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstructing the House investigation into whether the Trump campaign coordinated with Russia to alter the 2016 elections. Oh, the White House also announced Tuesday that it was yanking Jesse Liu's nomination for a top Treasury post. Liu was previously the U.S. Attorney for D.C., overseeing not only the Stone prosecution, but also those of Andrew McCabe, Paul Manafort, and Michael Flynn, and she was due to testify next week. Now, if all of that wasn't authoritarian-y enough for you, Trump also said on Tuesday that the military will likely look at disciplinary action against Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, just days after the National Security Council official was ousted from the White House after giving damaging testimony during the House impeachment hearings. And if you're wondering what's next if Donald Trump should somehow manage to win re-election, consider this. Mysterious radio signals from outer space have been known to repeat, but for the first time, researchers have noticed a pattern in a series of bursts coming from a single source 500 million light years from Earth. Between September 16, 2018, and October 30, 2019, researchers detected a pattern in bursts coming every 16.35 days. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.